This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If I had 2 dozen roses, an older bottle of wine, and I really could have hung the moon, would you change your mind? Shout out Alabama. I think they play today. I know they play today. Should be a fun Friday. Yesterday was hectic, off the rails. We got a little bit of stuff. Um, 913-586-7965. Let me know how you're feeling. We had a Hogs fan call in. Good old Arkansas fan rubbing in the salt of the wound that is there.
But also bringing sound advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, let's not crash out and freak out. This is not the end of self. You got a good coach. Take your loss and come back next season.
Then you had Steven from KCK. Ooh. Said that they're going to become Indiana. It's time for Bill Self to retire.
Games passed him by.
Yeah. From KC Kurt, KU fans are hilarious. The world's not ending. You're still KU basketball. You'll be fine. So we'll see. God, I'm just on fire today with being wrong. I meant to say Shenandoah, not Alabama. Immediately get shot in the effing face. That's Shenandoah's song, not Alabama.
Kill him.
Golly, I'm sorry. I'm here to be your pincushion. Everybody wants somebody to throw shade at. I'll be the willow tree. I'll bring lots of shade. I'm so sorry that I said Alabama looking at my bracket singing the song. At least I knew the effing words. I'll sing that song karaoke. Don't even need the screen. Man. Fridays are supposed to be fun. But we did do the brackets yesterday. Went through each region. Tried to give everybody a good insight. I'm not going to lie to you. I went 9-7 yesterday. 9 dubs, 7 L's. I got Auburn. I got A&M. I lost Louisville, and I lost UC San Diego. Right? Lost that one. Is this even the right text line? That ought to tell you right there. Yes, it is. So I missed out on a 5-12 upset. I thought San Diego, you know, University of California, San Diego might be able to give Michigan the business. They played with them. I thought maybe, you know, staying up late, watching college basketball, plenty of coffee to get me through the day. But in that region, we go 2-2. Auburn wins. Louisville loses. I'm sure a lot of people had Louisville losing. Not me, Dusty. Not me. I had Creighton. Don't you know Doug McDermott's tournament numbers? Good for you. A&M beats Yale, but Yale covers. For those of you that took the line there, but yeah, moving down to the West, the West. I lose KU. I lose Mizzou. I win Texas Tech, and I win St. John. St. Don's, ain't done. They win by 30. They had a scare in the first half. They were only up by two with like 50 seconds left and then rallied off like six straight, ended up winning by 30, ain't done. On the other side of the bracket, BYU, Wisconsin, they both take care of business. I feel like I'll be pretty clean in that bracket. I think Duke wins. I think Mississippi State beats Baylor. Oregon's going to beat Liberty. Zona's going to beat Arizona. Arizona's going to beat Akron. Already got Wisconsin winning. Already got BYU winning. Vanderbilt's going to win. Alabama's going to win. Vanderbilt's going to beat St. Mary's. Might as well mark it because we've already been wrong. Houston won. Obviously, I had Georgia beating Gonzaga. Lost that one. I had Clemson beating McNeese State. McNasty State's what they should be called. Mr. Kahn, team manager, leading the way. Purdue wins. Utah State loses to UCLA. And Tennessee beats Wofford. 9-7. I don't know if you know what your number was after yesterday's 16 games, but your boy only plus two on the win side. That's not good. I know it sounds like a winning. I'm Jeff Fisher yesterday. I'm Marvin Lewis. Nobody liked those guys. Those guys just got the minimum done to be a winning coach. I literally went 9-7 yesterday on my bracket. So I will say, though, yesterday, the story that I liked the most, because I know you're going to have from 2 to 6 today, all you're going to hear about Carrington talking about today is Drake. So I'll leave Carrington to talk about Drake. That's all he's going to talk about, not the rapper. But he's going to act like he was a big Sturts guy from the jump, that he went to Maryville 2 years ago and watched him. I'll let Carrington have Drake. I'm here to squash a couple of grenades from people that might be a little hated today, or some people that might be ready to throw some hate out here. So I'm here to absorb that for you. I'm like a counselor on the air. But man, that manager yesterday for McNeese State, that's hilarious. You do know he's been doing it all year. Thanks, coach. But from what I was told, maybe I'm wrong about this, first ever non-athlete to get an NIL deal yesterday.
Wow.
Right?
That is awesome.
So Mr. Kahn, he comes out with the team. I'm sure you've seen the videos. Has the big boombox on, plays the same song. Team's rapping behind him. He raps the words he's allowed to say. He'll cover his mouth when some words come up that he can't say. Good for him, smart. And kind of hypes the guys up. You know, posed in the mirror with his watch. Says it's upset alert time. They're in the second round.
And your boy did pick them. Let's
you
go.
Did?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. But yeah, so they move on to the second round. They'll play Purdue to advance to the Sweet 16. Did you pick Purdue or did you pick McNeese State?
I had Purdue.
Okay. So
Purdue.
That's one storyline.
Looks like I went 10-6, by the way. So
oh,
not
good.
Much better.
Good,
not
good.
Much better.
You're the expert. Maybe we'll let you talk about it from now on. You know, because everybody's got to be so damn perfect with this stuff.
Jeez.
I mean, we were at Jefferson's yesterday, and you could hear the vibe, dude. Like, when Louisville was losing, I think there was one guy next to us. He's like, bracket's busted. And then, of course, his buddy right next to him. Oh, man, I had Creighton.
Yeah, okay. Of course. All right, thanks.
Of course you did. Thank you. It's round one. When the points get bigger, it's like Sweet 16, Elite 8.
Yep.
Like, it's cool. But, no, it's such a great time. Because like we had said, everybody's an expert.
Oh, of course.
Everybody comes out of the woodwork. Some people think they're experts and go on the air and tell you that both teams are winning. And then they tweet and say both teams can't lose, not lose.
Like
spell
17
check.
Times.
That's right. Copy and paste. It's like I typed
well,
it out.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Loose, not loose. Good spelling, Dusty.
Some people think Louisville's going to beat Auburn in the second round. Hey, it happens.
It does, yeah. But yeah, Louisville was the first story to fall yesterday, which was crazy because it was an 8-9 game. And everyone acted like it was like a 3-14 upset.
Yeah, that the public got behind Louisville in the last couple of days before the
because
tournament.
Everyone thinks they're experts.
And then it just monsooned into this whole thing like, oh, Creighton, Louisville. It's like, Creighton's good.
Louisville, Kansas should have been the meme yesterday. The Spider-Man pointed at each other.
Yes.
They're the same teams all year. Louisville was like up, down. By God, they're just disrespected. They shouldn't be an 8 seed. We both said that.
Did.
And then all of a sudden, they lose yesterday. Never had a chance. I mean, what's his name? Dick Hauser? Dick Robber? What's his name? The guy that plays in the center for Creighton?
Kalkbrenner.
Cockbrenner. Cockbringer?
Yeah. Cockbrenner.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. Creighton was never, ever behind.
And that guy who's my age, Stephen Ashworth, just hitting 30-footers.
Your age?
Yeah, you're right.
He's my age. The guy has a gray stubble beard. That's not a college kid. Nice try. That's like the, what is it, in dodgeball? They got eliminated because somebody was taking steroids. Thanks a lot, Tina. So, yeah, I mean, like, and it was an 8-9 game. And we all watched that game like it was like a 2-seed going down. So that's your first big storyline that happened yesterday. Louisville gets knocked out. They were playing right down the road from their home.
Yep.
Oh, boy, they could give Auburn trouble in that second round because, you know, they're undervalued. They're underappreciated. No, they're not. Like, let the committee be the committee, right? And
51% of all brackets had Louisville.
Yeah. I thought I saw somewhere like 0.6% of brackets are still perfect.
Jeez.
It's great. That's why this is called March Madness.
If you've got a perfect bracket, text us in and I won't believe
you. You don't.
And I will not believe you.
If you have a perfect bracket, I have a six pack. It's just on my stomach.
High
not
life
in my
or,
no. The second story, I think, obviously, is the kids from Drake and their coach McComb. I think that's the second story. And I don't think it's necessarily a far gap from McNeese State. I don't think it's that big of a separation. I think what that guy has done, gotten Drake into the tournament and gotten them a win, because he's on house money now. Not only did you beat an SEC team, you beat a six seed, whether it's Mizzou, whether it was, you know, any other six seed there is in the tournament, right? Doesn't matter. They won that game, right? Could have played Illinois. Wouldn't have mattered. But a good win. That Sturts kid, undersized, not like your typical, you know, stud, big college name, but went into that game, cold-blooded killer, and beat Mizzou. And then my third storyline, I think, Kansas and Hunter Dickinson, right? They were talking about how many points he scored, how many rebounds he's had. That's the softest 7-2 guy I've ever seen. And that's seen Zach Edey play. That's seen Chet Holmgren play. Chet Holmgren's not tough, but Chet Holmgren knows how to put the ball in the basket. I watched Hunter Dickinson throw a pass to a guy that doesn't exist, and I saw Hunter Dickinson miss three bunnies inside 2 feet yesterday. That right there is your ball game.
Chet Holmgren would chew up Hunter Dickinson and spit him out.
1,000%.
That's how
Wembanyama is tougher than Hunter Dickinson.
Wembanyama, yeah, I mean, that's...
But you can't say it like that because Wembanyama weighs 109 pounds and he's 7'5".
Yeah.
Hunter Dickinson is 7'2 and probably weighs 250 pounds. And he's S-A-W-F-T soft.
Charmin.
So don't get mad at me. I thought both would win. But to me, Mac, and I don't know if you have any other story, those are my three storylines from yesterday. I think Louisville losing the first game out of the gate, shocking the world and everybody doing the... All right, here we go. It's March. And then McNeese State upsetting Clemson, which I think you said Clemson's soft. They're an ACC team. I don't believe in it. Good for you.
About the only thing I got right yesterday.
And
I'll take it.
And then parlayed in the third story is KU and Mizzou both losing at the same time on the same day in the same area of fandom.
Because we were talking at Jefferson's, which was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
Great food. Mac and cheese for me.
Yeah, shout out to Maloney for picking up the tab.
Yeah, seriously, Rob. Goat. What was I saying? I got sidetracked there.
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about which is more likely, MU and KU both winning or MU and KU both losing. We were like, probably a little bit more that they both win rather than that they both lose.
Right.
And, of course, they both lose last night. Yeah, I'd be right in line with your storylines. I mean, I think Houston, I know it's a 16 seed, but they looked really good. I think the public's kind of on Houston, and we talked about that. Like, they seem to be flying under the radar a bit. By far the least talked about number one seed. I felt like Houston kind of...
You think they're the least talked about number one seed?
Oh, there's no question.
What?
Duke, Auburn, and Florida are talked about way more than Houston.
Okay. I disagree.
I mean, we on this show, it's not even close. But
yeah,
I mean,
I'm not talking about Houston, but I mean,
nationally, I don't... Yeah, I mean,
oh, a lot of people think Houston's the best team in the country. Nationally.
That's not what I've heard. I'm sure there's
people... I bet
people,
if you could Google search it, most number one team to win the entire tournament.
They are not even one or two. It is Florida and Auburn. Or Florida and Duke.
You know that for a fact?
Yes.
You've already looked it up. You have the number. What's the percentage? Who said it? What's the source? Where's it from?
It was on ESPN. It was 25 and 23%, I believe.
Okay.
I'd look it up.
Damn, because I thought Houston was, like, getting, like, at least what I was watching yesterday between games, they're like, this is Houston. This is why they're the team that can go all the way to the finals and win it. Great coach, great team, leadership. What, they have, like, three seniors on their team? I mean, I know Auburn was, like, and Auburn and Duke were talked about, obviously, because they were the number one team overall, number two team overall. I don't know, man. I think recently Florida's been talked about a lot because of what they did in the SEC tournament. Yeah. But all year long, everyone said that Houston was the number one. Like, even the text line.
No, I think they're respected. I just don't think that they are talked about in the same ilk. 30% of brackets, Duke, 17 Florida,
so this is brackets.
Eight Auburn, and then 7 Houston.
Right. Fair enough. You win.
No, but I think that changed yesterday.
Why? Because they won by 50?
Yeah.
Against a 16 seed?
I'm not saying it's justified.
All right. I mean, who do they even play?
SIU Edwardsville.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so that's your story. Houston is becoming the team.
Yeah, I would say that other than what you said, I think Houston is catapulted themselves into the forefront.
That's what's so great about this tournament as well, is that it takes one game. One game.
Yeah, one game.
Like I'm telling you today, and I know the text line said this too, because I said this yesterday, by the way. Colorado State plays Memphis today. Colorado State has a player on their team. I can't think of his name again, but I looked up yesterday. Colorado State will win that game. And everyone will jump over there and be like, this kid's an NBA player. Yep. No one talked about him all year. He was averaging 16.5 points per game. Colorado State is a scary team that's underseeded. How many times have you heard already underseeded?
Underseeded. It's like unprecedented during the pandemic. Now it's underseeded during March Madness. Yes.
Underseeded.
Yes. Oh, Drake, underseeded. Oh, McNeese State, underseeded. Come on. All caps from the 913. Yeah, Houston is the best in the country.
I told you.
No, like, definitely some people.
I've seen Houston as, because like when we were talking about our number one seeds and who's going to win, all I saw on the text line is like, Dusty, you're a fool. Houston's the best team in the tournament. They're going to win the whole thing. I've seen at least 3 to 5 people that I follow on X that have said, like, Houston's the team to win this thing. Like, I don't know why people are saying, again, it's all recency bias, right?
100%.
Who does Duke have? The number one player in the country.
Yep.
So everybody gravitates to that, right? Which is, it makes your point even more evidently, obviously, and clear. Auburn's been the number one team all year. Auburn's been absolutely ass since February. Look at their record. They have a losing record going into the tournament.
2-4 in their last 6 games.
But nobody cares.
Nope.
Right? Florida, the best tournament in conference tournaments. And Florida was dominant.
Dominant.
So what did everybody do?
Florida.
And then here's Houston. Old measly Big 12.
Big 12.
Oh, Kansas sucks, so the Big 12 sucks. That's not the case.
Like you said, seniors.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Calvin Sampson.
It doesn't sell. But they're really good. And I know the text line knows that. I know I'm not breaking news. But I think nationally, people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Houston.
McNeese, ? Nobody called it that. But all right. The point guard at Colorado State is from Kansas City. Went to Staley. Is this just like a melting pot of just talent in basketball? Everybody at Drake went to Northwest and is from Liberty. Everybody on Colorado State's team went to, you know, here. Golly, what are these coaches doing? The hell with the NIL. Look at your local talent.
Like, so true.
Do you think if Sturts was on Mizzou, they'd be that much better? Is it the system and the coach that makes him that great?
Well, I think you
and
could,
the chemistry. Because he was at Northwest and went with his coach to Drake.
He was there. You could always play that game, right? Like, is it the coach, the chemistry? But no, like, that talent would have been there either way. Yeah, of course, you could have used a guy like Sturts. Jeez.
He could still transfer.
He's still got time.
He's a junior.
Yeah.
He could definitely transfer. I wonder what that's like. Because what is it how we get so pissed off? These, like, Bob one day was like, these kids that transfer during the portal, like, while they're still in the tournament. That one coach is going to NC State.
Yeah, which has been known, apparently.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, he's going.
But not the same energy towards the coaches. But the students and the athletes, how dare you? If I'm an athlete with his coach, like, one, I respect it. You're getting a higher job.
Yeah,
I understand
good for
that's
you.
The way the system works.
Chase your bag.
But also, I'm, like, kind of questioning myself. Like, you know? Somebody says, UMKC is a school missing out on the talent more than Mizzou. Huh?
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. You're talking about junior college, you know, not, you know, big, high touted right. recruits. Yeah, school like UMKC could be scooping those kids up. I understand that.
And then they could go to Mizzou.
And then they go to Mizzou.
Yeah.
But yeah. you at least get him for a
like,
little
y'all
bit.
Y'all mad at Denny Gates. Y'all ought to be mad at whoever's coaching at UMKC. Let this kid play at Liberty, 291 North.
Take that on tap.
Yeah, Northwest, Drake, culture wins. I agree. I mean, like, you get that. Like,
100%.
Everyone's fear yesterday with Drake versus Mizzou was like, watch their offense. It's slow. It's methodical. Mizzou just likes to go back and forth. Also, where was Caleb Grill the last 2 months
Gosh,
of the season?
Gosh, man. Fell asleep.
Got old, man. Turned 30 overnight. That's what hurt Mizzou. Because they already couldn't play defense.
Nope.
And then their weapon, cold.
And struggled to find space, too.
They just, somebody got tape on how to defend him.
Yeah.
And ever since that Alabama game, when they did the shh, gone. Yeah. I think they lost 5 of their last 6 games.
Jeez.
I know they lost to Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Kentucky, 3 straight to lose the season. They won against whoever, A&M in the tournament.
I think so.
And then they lost to Florida, and then they lost to Drake. They lost 5 of their last 6 games of the season. Let's let that be a reality for the Mizzou people that were like pumping their chests, like, here we are. We ain't backing down. Everybody sleeping on us. You lost 5 of 6. Kansas, we knew they were going to be bad all season. Mizzou lost 5 of 6 of their last 6 games. That's tough. So I understand why people are coming after Denny Gates, but he's got a $21.5 million buyout. They ain't firing in that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.